Welcome back. We have Surabhi Khanal on today, and Surabhi, thanks so much again for joining me today here on my show. And to continue the questions, I just wanted to know a little bit about your overall experience with being the White House Volunteer Award recipient, and then the L. Oriole Paris WOW nominee, and then getting into Forbes 30 Under 30 scholar, and lastly, being Miss Nepal USA 2019. So yeah, I'd love to learn more about that.
Yeah, I mean, with all of those experiences, I think I've had a great time on the journey of getting there. But I always try to remind myself, you know, try and occupy the spaces you haven't already taken up. And this is where I find myself reinventing my interests to, you know, get into technology, get into this NFT space, get into cryptocurrency and investing. And I think that that's something that we should all learn how to do, is it's never too late to learn something new, especially with such an advancing world. But as far as my experience with the White House volunteer, being a award recipient and all of that, is I really pour my heart out to some of the nonprofit work that I do. And it was an amazing experience to even be awarded with such a medal and such a recognition. And I will definitely will continue my work. And a lot of the awards that I've won has been through the my platform with pageantry and my nonprofit work. And that's really where people recognize me from my background. And but at this time, I mean, I'm really excited to take on something new and talk about something new. I mean, I don't think I've done an interview for the scope of finance and crypto and NFTs. So this is really interesting to me, and I'm learning as we go. So I'm really excited to be here.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know. Thanks so much for sharing that. And my other question is, what has been your best experience so far with the NFT space?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I know that the major thing about NFTs is all the profits that someone's making. And then you read an article about someone drawing a squiggly for $2 million. But I think the most interesting part, in my perspective, for NFTs is that a lot of creative people are getting their space to share their work, and they're being valued for it. I mean, millions of creative people go their whole lives cutting back on their passion because they can't make a proper living off of it. But with the NFT space, you can be an artist, you can be a collector of poetry, you can collect your photography, you can do and occupy your space as you wish and still be valued and make remarkable profits. So I think that's what's my favorite part about the NFT space, is that it's all inclusive and you can find your own personal path to occupy the space.
Nice. Yeah, I really love what he said regarding that. And a follow-up question to that actually would be, what is the best piece of advice you would give to a beginner in the NFT space?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as a beginner myself, I mean, we're all familiarizing ourselves with this new topic, new concept. And I would say read with curiosity, and keyword being curiosity, because you don't want to get bored, since this is not going to go away. Technology will only keep advancing. So I think finding a personalized path and finding a purpose of why you need to learn that and why it is evolving the way it is. I mean, my brother, a shout out to my brother. I mean, he always informs me about the tech and finance scope of life. And I always go to him for a million questions. And I always ask him about the crypto market and NFT space, and he's always telling me that, you know, back in the 70s, people would ask each other, what is the internet? And to think about that now, we don't even have a, like, we're at a lack of words of explaining it, because it's just a habit, right? It's another aspect of life. So I think about it the same way, is that 40 years from now, NFTs, cryptocurrency, and all of this technology that's developing, it will become another habit, another aspect of life. So it's very crucial that we wholeheartedly understand all the information that's being put out. And as far as details go, I mean, there's not a lot of specific details because it's still a new concept. So I think it's a great time to learn and see what's been evolving in our society.
Yeah, that makes sense. And no, that was amazing what you said. And another question actually I have would be, what are your thoughts on the metaverse?
You know, this is a very interesting question, because the first time I came across the word Meta was obviously after the Facebook name change. And then I saw myself immediately watching Zuckerberg's video on his plans of the virtual reality. And a personal reaction was that, you know, what good will it do for me? I mean, I don't even like video games, and I had reduced it to just that. But after learning more about it, I think there's a lot of more applications. I mean, if it does come to life, because I know in his video, he had talked about, you know, an at-home fitness coach and an at-home remote home working environment. So I could definitely see myself subscribing to an application that would, you know, give me at-home cooking classes so I can make my dinner a little better, or maybe even like using it for healthcare resources, for, you know, how we have telehealth now, we could have virtual nurses that could provide, you know, when to take medicine and things like that, and provide those resources for those who need it. So I think it's a great plan. And if it's accessible and affordable and it really does come to life, it can provide a lot of resources, you know, as far as fitness coaches and healthcare and even educational tools. And it can really try and solve and like some of our societal problems, and if it can do that, then I think it's a great plan to move forward.
Yeah, myself, I actually agree with you that agree with you about how it all can become one community in a way. So it's really cool what you said. And another actually one question I have is in terms of the NFT space and looking at business entertainment technology. Where do you see all that heading towards, like, in the near future?
Yeah, I mean, I think last year I even found myself, you know, questioning, is this really happening? Because after the pandemic happened, a lot of pageants went virtual, and I was actually competing in an international pageant, and the whole selection and everything was virtual. And we were doing this contestant beta testing for the app that we were supposed to log on to. And I'm like, you know, this seems like real computer work that, you know, not a lot of beauty queens might be familiar with if they're not from a software background. But that really taught me that we are living in the future. You know, technology is coming to a point where you can't escape it. It's right in your face. And I think that as far as entertainment and everything, I mean, right now I find that technology is exercising the on-demand part of it, because everything is on demand. I mean, ever since Netflix and different platforms tap in, no one even watches TV and things like that. So I think technology is really trying to cater to our personal wishes, which is why like things like entertainment and pageantry and everything is just going to keep on becoming more accessible. And yeah, sooner or later, you know, we'll have a virtual Bollywood.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's amazing. And with the different social audio apps out there, and like Clubhouse or Wisdom, have you been on any of them recently, or like where do you see those heading towards? And like if you have been on them, any of them, what has your experience been?
Yeah, I definitely have not been on them. This is new to me, so I'll definitely have to do my homework on that. But like I said, I mean, exactly, like as per this interview, I've learned so many new things, you know, just with the discussions that we're having. So because it's such a new topic, it's so essential that we familiarize ourselves and read up more about it. And I'll definitely go and read up on that now that you mentioned it to me, and make myself aware of what these new platforms are and how it's emerging.
Yeah, most definitely. And I can definitely also send you some links on like the different social audio apps, and I can also guide you through that. So yeah, it'd be great to discuss more about that aspect. And also, just I guess, as in terms of like closing thoughts, love to hear anything you might have for the audience, or, you know, any other advice or something you want to tell them about you or and where they can find you on social media.
Yeah, absolutely. As far as this interview goes, I think this is my first interview I've ever given on a financial scope or from a financial perspective. And I think that I'm really grateful for this opportunity. And thank you so much to you, Rahul, for inviting me here to speak on these topics. And as far as the audience, I mean, I think if someone like me who comes from a, you know, science background, who doesn't know much about technology, didn't really care for it until I was faced to care for it in real life, I think that anyone can find their path to reinvent themselves, to find new information and stay among the times as things are evolving. And I would love it if I could inspire someone to, you know, dig into something that they weren't familiar with and they got familiarized with it and gain something from that. So I'm really excited to all the listeners to hear this. And as far as where you can find me, I'm most active on Instagram. I don't like to use a lot of social media platforms just because, you know, for mental health sake, I think that it can become a little toxic. So I like to, you know, just focus on one platform. So you can find me on my Instagram, and I have a little NFT collection there as well. It's my Brown Barbie collection. It's on my bio, so you can definitely click on there and check it out. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it from my end. So thank you so much for having me, Rahul.
Yeah, you're most welcome. And no, thanks so much for sharing your wonderful experience you've had with these many opportunities you've been able to get over these years. And it was a pleasure having you on here. And and for the listeners out there, I would definitely say you all should definitely check out Sarabi's artwork. I've definitely checked it out on her website, and it's real cool. And I think she's an up and coming NFT artist, and I think see success for her in the near future. So yeah, this is amazing, and really enjoyed having you on here. And just to close us out, actually just want to play one song from the Jonas Brothers. I know it's your favorite band, so here's a song for you. So I'll just
thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Awesome. But yeah, no, Sarabi, thanks so much for sharing a wonderful story today, and I think all the listeners will definitely enjoy listening to this, and they should definitely give you a follow on Instagram and show some support and probably buy some of your NFTs.
Thank you so much, Raul. Thank you.
Yeah, you're most welcome. Thanks so much again for this.